producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. We're going to go into overdrive and try to take some of the callers who have been on hold. And just before the break, we were talking to Rich in New Jersey. Rich, you were pointing out that as these stories broke about FEMA producing domes, that kind of demonized the whole idea of dome homes. I'm familiar with the company you mentioned. There's a lot of people that make domes. I think it's a very good thing. It's a very energy efficient way to build a home. It makes a very strong home. It makes a home that is safe from tornadoes and that sort of things. And that's what FEMA is saying that they're doing this for. And I guess really, Rich, the problem that people have is with FEMA and not so much domes. And I think if people think that there's something sinister about domes, they really don't understand what's going on. But I do think that we should question the actions of FEMA, because in most cases, they go in and they, in actual emergencies, there's a very good case of it in North Carolina that my son covered, where you looked at two different responses. One of them was large enough that it involved FEMA. The other one was taken care of by local resources, and it was just a world of difference where churches would bring supplies to a parking lot, and the police would guard people from down power lines, but basically not interfere with people. The churches, businesses would bring food in, dump it on church parking lots. The churches and other people would come in and distribute it to the people who needed it. But in other areas where FEMA got involved, they locked everything down, wouldn't let people get to their homes. So I think the problem people have is with FEMA and not so much with the domes, Rich.
Well, David, I agree with you, but domes are like they're a subject matter that people just like to make fun of, and they don't really have an understanding of all the positive points that you mentioned. They are energy efficient. They are disaster resistant. And I just firmly believe that, you know, a program of rebuilding America with modern structures that are better for us as a people. I mean, most of America is living in houses that were built in the 40s through the 60s.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I'm a big fan of thinking outside the box, and domes are definitely outside the box. They've got their own unique shape. And, of course, there's a lot of earth berm designs as well that I think are very effective. Thanks, Rich. Let's go to Ned in Oregon. Ned? Oh, okay, we missed Ed. Okay, let's go to Nick in Maryland. Nick?
It's a pleasure. Thanks so much for taking my call. Long-time listener, first-time caller. Just a quick statement here, and then I'll hang up and listen to your response. But someone I subscribed to on YouTube was breaking down Jade Helm. I just thought it was interesting at face value where, using the first word, obviously, Jade having references back to the Chinese civilization, even all the way back to 6000 B.C., and second word, Helm, obviously for someone who's in control or at the helm. Just wanted to think, I mean, you know, so many times in our history we've seen all of these drills being run prior to false flags. I mean, I don't know if it could be any more blatantly obvious. And I just thought it was an interesting connection that they had made. I hadn't really heard you guys talk about it, but thank you so much for everything you guys do. You're a real blessing to our country, and God bless you and the whole team down there at InfoWars.
Thank you. Yeah, I have no idea why they picked the terms Jade Helm. I can only speculate. Personally, I look at it and I think Jade Helm, kind of along the lines you're talking about, you know, and think about something, somebody being jaded to something, that means that they're kind of accustomed to it. And I think that it's clearly an operation where they're trying to get us accustomed to it. That's a big part of the PSYOP. And they admit that this unconventional warfare training is largely PSYOP. They want to get us accustomed. They want to get us jaded to the military presence in our midst. And I think that's a very dangerous thing in and of itself. Thank you, Nick. Let's go to Chelsea in Arizona. Chelsea.
Hello, David.
Hi.
I just wanted to tell you I'm in the funeral industry. And in the last couple of weeks, we've been getting a number of calls from, I don't know what kind of agency they are, maybe statistical or preparedness. I don't know what agency they're from. But
we've only got about 20 seconds. Hurry. Yes, what did you get?
They're asking
calls
us
for what?
How many bodies they can put through our crematories in one day.
Really? And you say this is coming from what agency?
I don't know exactly what agency. They won't tell us when we ask them what the... If this is for, they say if there was some type of catastrophe.
Oh, very interesting. Well, hang on.
By now, you've heard about Bitcoins, but did you know that over 65,000 businesses accept Bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning Bitcoins or trying to make money in the Bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co, because at BidBit.co, you can receive Bitcoin by selling your personal items or business products. You heard right, whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your products quickly, easily, and securely at BidBit.co. That's BidBit.co. BidBit.co.
Hunter. Anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason. Going once. Twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance. It's Alex Jones.
Welcome to the Alex Jones Show on this Monday, March 30th, 2015. I'm David Knight, your host today. We're going to be joined in the second hour with Gerald Celente. He's going to be talking about Saudi Arabia's move into Yemen. That's a very important move with a lot of implications in it. We're going to be talking to him about that. And of course, there are some interesting articles that broke on Drudge over the weekend. One of them talking about Hillary Clinton's emails on the server. This is really amazing. This is from the New York Times, and they say that her lawyer told a congressional committee on Friday that after turning over some of the emails to the congressional committee, they put up a setting on the account that changed it to retain only emails sent in the previous 60 days. That was her lawyer. So he said the setting was altered after she gave the records to the government. Of course, nobody can verify that she separated out the private from any incriminating emails. We just have to take her word for it and the lawyer's word for it, because now they don't exist. She scrubbed the computer. That's pretty amazing, isn't it? You know, that in and of itself should be a crime. It certainly is evidence of trying to, I would say, even an admission of guilt. And, of course, the Republican Party wasted no time in pointing out that even Nixon didn't destroy the tapes. I mean, he had that 18 minutes of silence that Rosemary Woods managed to put in there for him. But he didn't destroy all the tapes. Maybe he just didn't have the technical capability. Or maybe Hillary Clinton, I actually saw the meme on Twitter. They showed Hillary Clinton, you know, because she was involved in the Watergate trial, and it said maybe she just learned her lesson. Oh, I know what to do. Next time I'll get rid of all the evidence. So I guess that was a lesson that she learned from that. Also on Drudge, of course, was the article that we have on Infowars.com about this military training in Fort Lauderdale. Video shows troops training to intern citizens in Fort Lauderdale. Caught on camera. We talked about this a great deal yesterday. A very, very troubling video. And as I pointed out, this is really the NDAA's indefinite detention being put into practice. We were all very concerned when that passed in 2011, the indefinite detention of citizens by the military, and you can see them training for that now. And that's precisely what they're going to be doing with the Jade Helm exercise as well. As we played yesterday and as we played on Friday when they presented this to the Brazos County commissioners here in Texas, what they were telling them, that at least in their area, they were going to have a plane that was going to fly in from Louisiana. It was going to extract people. It would be a very quick operation, 15 minutes in, and then they're out. And that's what we saw happening in Fort Lauderdale. We saw the Black Hawk helicopters coming in, extracting people. We saw people being taken down on the streets, role players. How are you going to tell in the future whether it's role players or if it's just people who criticize the government? See, that's what's really dangerous about this. It's dangerous on many, many levels. But, of course, they're training us to get accustomed to seeing them march people through the streets in single file. They're getting accustomed to seeing them put people, as we're watching on the screen right now, if you're looking at this, taking people and putting them in white vans and driving them out to the internment camp where who knows what they'll do. I think I've got an idea. Anybody that knows about the history of Gitmo, anybody that knows about the history of the CIA has a pretty good idea of what they're doing. These are the boots on the ground for the secret black op state that we have created here. The CIA, the NSA, and, of course, the special forces who are their boots on the ground doing this kind of work. Now, Rand Paul spoke to some students in Maryland at the Bowie State University in Maryland on March 13th. And this is what he had to say about indefinite detention to the students there. He said, "We have something now in America called indefinite detention." He said, "This means that an American citizen could be indefinitely placed in prison and sent to Gitmo forever without trial." Now, they point out that this is a mostly minority audience. So he talks to them. He goes, "Anybody ever think there was any animus towards African-Americans in our country? Anybody think there's ever been animus towards any kind of minority in our country? You ought to be concerned about incarceration without trial." Everybody should be concerned about this because primarily it's going to be focused on people that are political enemies of the government. Points out in this article from New American, they say one of the most noxious elements of the NDAA is that it places the U.S. military at the disposal of the president for the apprehension, arrest, and detention of those who are suspected of posing a danger to the homeland. The endowment of such a power to the president by the Congress is nothing less than a de facto legislative repeal of Posse Comitatus Act of 1878, which forbids the use of the military and domestic law enforcement. Yeah, it was going all the way back to James Madison, who said, if we have a standing army combined with an overacting, unrestrained executive, that's going to destroy freedom in our country. He also pointed out that a standing army has always been used to create tyranny. A standing army that is supposedly for fighting tyrants abroad is always used to establish tyranny at home. That's the way it's been throughout history. We understand that. They understood that we didn't want a standing army either of the military or, as I pointed out yesterday, even of the police. We've got the police at a state city police level. We've got the sheriff. We've got the highway patrol. We have multiple levels of men with guns and badges as it is here now. Posse Comitatus was about having the power in the community so that you would have a law enforcement officer or you would have army officers. But in order for them to actually help with a felony or with a bank robber to catch him, they'll call out the posse because the power resided in the community. That's what Posse Comitatus means. It means power of the community. The power needs to be in the community. If we turn this over, we become slaves, because we will be effectively disarming ourselves, because this will be so asymmetric. And that's what they plan on. That's what they're working on. That's where they drill inside the military bases, is on the asymmetric warfare military bases inside AP Hill that Joe Biggs and I walk through, as well as other asymmetric warfare training facilities. And this drill, this Jade Helm, is unconventional warfare. It is a PSYOP first and foremost, but it is also about asymmetric warfare. We need to understand the danger of this. And as Rand Paul points out, he says, any American could one day find him or herself branded as a belligerent and subject to the complete confiscation of their constitutional civil liberties and nearly never-ending incarceration in a military prison. And this final quote, Rand Paul said, I'm not questioning whether the president is a good man. I'm questioning whether you want a law on the books that requires our leaders to be good people. Do you understand that? That's why we have checks and balances. We cannot imagine that these people are going to be angels because men are not good. We have to have these kinds of checks and balances. You know, we create government to come after the bad guys, but we have to have some way to watch the watchers, to control the people. We need to talk about what we're going to do with the military, what we're going to do about the militarization of the police. And quite frankly, I don't think we're going to be able to stop it at the federal level. I think it's gone too far. I think we let it go for too long. The only chance we have now, I believe, is at the state level with state nullification. And there is a fight going on at the state level in multiple areas. One of these is, of course, a resistance to the militarization of the police. And it's coming from, of all places, New Jersey. The last place I would expect it to happen, well, actually, Maryland would probably be the last place I would expect it to happen, but it's actually coming out of New Jersey. This is an article on WorldNet Daily. New Jersey bans acquisition of tools of war without the okay of the local community. The sponsor of the bill said that it's an important first step towards blocking federal programs that militarize the police. This is a state bill, S-2364. A Democrat put it up, but guess what? It was approved 36-0 and 70-0 in the House and Senate of New Jersey. Unanimously approved this. What did they approve? They said the law interposes the local government in the process, giving the people of New Jersey the power to end it, and at least forcing the process into the open. It wouldn't put an end to the militarization of New Jersey law enforcement, but it does create a mechanism for local communities to stop the free-flowing tide of equipment. Citizens now have the power and the forum to pressure their elected officials at a city and county level to vote against acquisitions or to face the consequences come the next election. The new law also creates an environment of transparency that did not exist before. And we've seen this. We've seen pushbacks at the local committee, local county level. This happened in New Hampshire. Why do we have to have mine-resistant armored personnel carriers in really small towns where there basically isn't any crime, even if there were crime? That is not the way to approach it. I think we need to be going in the other direction. I think we need to reduce the size of our police forces down to a small core that they can then call on the armed community to protect itself when there really is a legitimate threat to the community. Because we need to understand that the massive armies of police that we put in the cities, just as we saw in New York, when they stood back and said, we're not going to harass people, we're not going to arrest people, fine people for your petty laws like they did Eric Garner when they actually killed him for not paying the tobacco tax. They said, we're not going to do that if you don't have our back. They were criticized by City Hall, by the mayor, de Blasio. So they said, all right, fine, we're not going to arrest or fine people unless it's absolutely necessary. And guess what? The arrests dropped by 95%. Because more than 95% of what they're doing is not necessary. It is not keeping the peace. It is generating the revenue. That's what the police have been used for. So they're being used against the people. They're not there to help guide and organize the people when there really is a challenge to the community. That's what we need to move back against. We need to go back to not having standing armies of uniformed people watching over us, and we certainly don't need to go the next step and abrogate posse comitatus for the military and allow the president to use the military as a law enforcement vehicle. That's what's being done with these MRAP programs. They actually even stopped it last summer for a while for the fire departments. Even though that was a 60-year-old program, they stopped giving equipment to the fire departments. But they're saying this is for emergency. You know, a fire is an emergency. They got that reinstated, but it shows where the roots are coming from. Stay with us. We'll be right back talking about these state-level pushes.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risks of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.
The freeze-dry guy, leader in the preparedness industry for 44 years, is closing his California warehouse. Don't miss out on this huge warehouse sale and receive discounts from 30 to 40% off on the finest Mountain House and Packaway brand freeze-dried and dehydrated foods for long-term food storage or even everyday use. Plus deep discounts on all in-stock survival gear. The freeze-dry guy is offering a wide selection of freeze-dried foods in number 10 cans and even individually packaged entrees. Remember, meats, vegetables, fruits, and long-range patrol rations are the main components for any long-term food storage. This is limited to stock on hand, so hurry and call 866-404-3663 or 530-798-4414. Remember, as always, free shipping to the lower 48 states. So hurry up and call 866-404-3663 or 530-798-4414. Remember, this is limited to stock on hand. The freeze-dry guy is your choice for survival food in an uncertain world.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, your host, and as I pointed out in the last segment, we're going to have Gerald Celente joining us at the top of the next hour. He's going to be talking about Saudi Arabia's move into Yemen. A lot of implications to that. One of those was it caused spikes in the price of oil, but it's got some real huge geopolitical consequences involved in that. So we're going to talk to Gerald Celente about that. And in the last segment, I was talking about how there's a pushback at the state level on many different areas. It's not just on vaccines, mandatory vaccines. You see, that's a huge fight going on at the state level. But also now we see that in New Jersey, they are pushing back on the militarization of the police with this Pentagon program that puts heavy-duty military vehicles in the hands of small local police departments. I believe it is a white elephant burden on these local communities, as well as an implied threat to them, because this is not anything they need to control crime. This is how far out of hand we are. This is why we need to be concerned about the militarization of the police, and we need to be concerned about the military being used as police. And both of those come back to posse comitatus. The whole idea of the militia, the whole idea of the posse, was that the power would reside in the community, not with a government that could use it for oppression. That's why they did not want a standing army to continue after a war. It would shut down, and you would have a corps of officers. You would continue to have the Navy. The Navy couldn't be used for oppression. It would not be boots on the ground that are going to eventually wind up as boots on your neck, because that's the way it always happens with a standing army. They eventually wind up standing on you. That's the way it's always been throughout history. And now we see this playing out in our country because we don't understand human nature, because we don't remember history. We're going to repeat this again. This is what they said in New Jersey. This is a law, again, it passed 36-0 and 70-0 in the legislative chambers. It's going to go before Chris Christie. They expect that he's not going to stand against a unanimous majority, but we'll see what happens with that. They point out the 10th Amendment Center, a spokesman said, the New Jersey law is significant because it represents the first salvo by states against an unfettered flow of military equipment from Washington to state and local law enforcement. He said, good policing is about acting like police officers, not a command and control military force. Exactly. Now, I want to talk about some of these other areas where we see a fight going on at the state level for our very rights. Before I do, real quickly, I just want to let you know that we have Super Male Vitality back in stock. It was out of stock. Ran out very quickly with a special that we were running at the beginning of the year. We now have the new formulation in stock. Very good reviews. We've had over 90% positive comments about it on our website. It's something that you can use. A lot of people say it's a replacement for their coffee in the morning. It's something that really gives you a boost to your immune system, really gives you the kind of natural supplements that you need to have without the drawbacks of things like caffeine, which I also use too much, I think. But try that. It's now back in stock. New Super Male Vitality. That's new formulation. It's at InfoWarsLife.com. Now, getting back to the state fights that we have in terms of our rights, we see these bills coming up on both sides of our rights. For instance, Colorado has a right to record bill. It upholds the citizen's fundamental right to record law enforcement. I just reported yesterday that in Montana, they had an amazing bill that would say you have to get a privilege license from the police in order to film them, and they retain final editorial content control of any content that you might publish or put up on the web. That's for every kind of filmmaker and for citizen journalists. That is a very dangerous law in Montana, but there's a good one in Colorado. And, of course, it was born out of the idea that we need to have the citizens watching the watchers. The question is, who watches the watchers? Well, we can all watch the watchers when we have our own recording devices that we can freely record the police as they're going about their official business. And that was the point of Montana. It would prohibit people from recording them when they're on official business. We have no interest in recording the police when they're in private. I mean, they're the ones who want to record us in private. We don't want to do that when they're operating as a private citizen. But that Montana bill would prohibit you from doing it when they're on duty in a public capacity. That, of all things, should be available for transparent observation. And, of course, in Texas, we've got a Representative Jason Villalba, I guess is how you pronounce his name. He's a Republican out of Dallas. He wants to put in a penalty for filming the police here in Texas. Interesting that the same guy, Jason Villalba in Dallas, also wants to mandate mental health screening for children in Texas. This guy just can't get enough of big government. That is an incredibly dangerous idea, especially when you look at the effects of SSRIs. That, of course, is what they're going to give your children if they screen them for psychological evaluation. They hand that stuff out like candy. We're going to be right back. And we're talking.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
The freeze-dry guy, leader in the preparedness industry for 44 years, is closing his California warehouse. Don't miss out on this huge warehouse sale and receive discounts from 30 to 40% off on the finest Mountain House and Packaway brand freeze-dried and dehydrated foods for long-term food storage or even everyday use. Plus deep discounts on all in-stock survival gear. The freeze-dry guy is offering a wide selection of freeze-dried foods in number 10 cans and even individually packaged entrees. Remember, meats, vegetables, fruits, and long-range patrol rations are the main components for any long-term food storage. This is limited to stock on hand, so hurry and call 866-404-3663 or 530-798-4414. Remember, as always, free shipping to the lower 48 states. So hurry up and call 866-404-3663 or 530-798-4414. Remember, this is limited to stock on hand. The freeze-dry guy is your choice for survival food in an uncertain world.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
You want answers? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight. And in the last segment, we were talking about the fight at the local level for our rights to film the police, our right to have a say-so as whether or not our police are going to be militarized with this federal program putting MRAPs and other heavy-duty equipment in the communities. And, of course, in New Jersey, they now have a bill that was passed in both houses unanimously going before Chris Christie that would essentially open up the process, make it more transparent, give the citizens more of a say-so before this comes in instead of the citizens trying to get it out. Because, you know, there's been communities in California where they said, we don't want this. They got the local government to stand with them and say, all right, we're going to return this. And the Pentagon said, no, you can't return it. You're not allowed to. This is a white elephant program, if there ever was one, giving you this sacred elephant that you now have to feed, because one of the reasons that they're giving these things out is because they rushed them to market to try to protect the troops in Iraq. They're not very well designed. They have horrendous maintenance issues, horrendous maintenance costs. The Army doesn't want that on their books, so they're pushing it out to the local communities to keep them maintaining this. They offered it for free to any of the allies that wanted to come and pick them up, and nobody took them up on the offer. That should tell you something. So, yeah, they're basically a white elephant, but it is also setting up a very dangerous precedent of militarizing the police, of pre-positioning equipment in these communities, maintained at the expense of the communities, while the Pentagon retains ownership. So that's why they said you can't send it back. We'll have to give you permission to send it back. They don't own this. They're not given this property. It is loaned to them. That's why they have to maintain it to a certain level. And it's why it's there, is so that it's going to continue to remain in the possession of the military, essentially. So they will decide how they're going to use it. Now, we were talking about this pushback. We have bills in various states where they want to prohibit filming the police. We have other bills where they are standing behind the right of citizens to film the police. And, of course, we've got someone here in Texas, Jason Villalba in Dallas, a Republican, who basically wants to penalize you for filming the police. He also, and this is a story we had last Friday, Texas lawmaker pushes mandatory mental health screening for children. What an insane idea. This guy needs to go for mental screening. A Texas lawmaker has introduced draconian legislation that would force parents to have their children undergo mental health screening at the behest of teachers. They say parents would have 30 days to comply with the ruling, or the child will be sent to, quote, an alternative school. Oh, an alternative school. I sent my children to an alternative school. We homeschooled them. Because I'm not going to have that kind of control exercised over my children. I understand it's a psyop from the get-go. My wife was a teacher, has a master's degree in education, actually. And we understood exactly what they were doing with the B.F. Skinner techniques, the beyond freedom and dignity. They don't think you should have freedom or dignity. And if you don't believe me, take a look at what they've turned the schools into. I would not even recognize it from when I was in school, and it didn't pass the sniff test for either one of us. We absolutely would not put any of our children in school. I understand people have issues. Many single parents, it's very difficult for you to homeschool. Get creative. Work with other people. Think outside the box. Don't put your kids in the box if you can, because it will pay dividends in the long run with the relationships that you have with your children. Believe me, it really will. Another article about how the schools are coming after parents. Here's one out of the UK. Several schools in England are threatening to call Child Protective Services and have parents arrested. Why? If they find out that your kids are playing video games at home like Grand Theft Auto or Call of Duty. There you go. So, you know, if your kids play outside, call CPS because you're not watching out for them. If they go to a playground, call CPS. If they walk home from the playground, call CPS. If they're playing the wrong video games in their homes, call CPS. You kind of get the idea that they want to control our kids. Kind of get the idea they want to take our kids away from the families if they can't control them in the families. It couldn't be more obvious. Just connect the dots. Meanwhile, look at this other article that came out. This was 28th. I think this was on Saturday. Is that right? Police watchdog to probe claims that a pedophile sergeant ordered junior officer to keep quiet after catching an MP with two boys at a sex party. This is also out of the UK. So here you go. They're going to protect your children by sending in CPS and taking them away from you, presumably, if you let them play the wrong video games. Meanwhile, the police shut down investigation because this is an MP that's caught with a sex party with little boys. And we've seen this happen in the UK as well with the Jimmy Savile situation. After his history was made public, we realized that it had been shut down many times. Several times by Scotland Yard. The higher-ups shut down the investigations of those who are lower down, who saw something, started to come after it as they should, and then it was shut down by those who are high up, just as we saw the BBC do that. They had some people that had created a documentary exposing his pedophile crimes, and that was spiked by the BBC. And then Danny Cohen, the guy who just shut down their most popular show, Top Gear, he wound up running a retrospect that was celebrating the life of Jimmy Savile as if none of this stuff had ever happened. But boy, if you offend their political correctness, if you offend their religion of climate change, you're gone. It doesn't matter if you got an audience of 350 million people, because they could care less about that. I mean, they're going to get their money one way or the other. But in this case, we've got a police watchdog who's going to examine claims that a pedophile sergeant ordered a junior officer not to tell anyone after catching Cyril Smith at a sex party with two boys, because Cyril Smith was an MP, a member of parliament. He was threatened, get this, with the Official Secrets Act. So I guess if you're a politician, your pedophile parties are official secrets. They're not just secret. They're official secrets. And, you know, everything is national security to a corrupt government. We see this everywhere. Everyone that we talk to now in government, it doesn't matter if it's some local airport authority, they want to invoke secrecy and national security as if they're the CIA. You know, actually, I don't think the CIA ought to have that kind of secrecy. I disagree with Richard Burr, the new Republican chair of the Senate Intelligence Committee. He says, we're not ever going to have any oversight of the NSA or the CIA or any of these secret organizations. We should never even talk about any of this. No, you need to. You cannot have a secretive black government doing black operations and not talk about it. And, you know, it's not just England where they have these problems, where they have where they want to ban video games or send CPS in after you. It's also here in the U.S. We've got the guy who's going to be replacing Harry Reid, Chuck Schumer. And there was a funny article that was up on Reason with a list of all the things that Chuck Schumer wants to ban. Because this guy is one of the most authoritarian nanny state people you can ever imagine. So you thought we were getting an improvement by getting rid of Harry Reid? No. Here's Chuck Schumer. Some of the things that he's done. He wanted to ban high-powered green laser pointers. He wants to ban powdered alcohol. He wants to ban powdered caffeine. He wants to ban alcoholic energy drinks. Hey, you get the idea? This guy is like stuck in alcohol prohibition. Yeah, we're going to talk about that next. He says Bitcoin is money laundering. Ban it. Okay, fast food bread? Ban it. 25 to life, a video game? Ban that too. I don't even know what it is. But this guy is always trying to tell us how to live our lives. You know, when you've got the government constantly telling you how to live your life, you're not free, are you? When you have a militarized police force driving around MRAPs, SWAT teaming people, you're not free either. And I think one of the things that really puzzles me about the war on drugs, about drug prohibition, is just the absurdity of civil asset forfeiture. You know, we had an article earlier this last week. We talked to Paul Joseph Watson on Friday about it, about the government criminalizing people that had $5,000 worth of cash that they would take out of the bank. They wanted the bank to report this as suspicious activity. And, of course, they're pushing these suspicious activity reports and getting over a million of them a year from the banks. It used to be that they would look at the money that you were depositing in the bank, because they said, you know, we got to be on the guard for money laundering. So if somebody is putting more than $10,000 in the bank in cash, that's suspicious. If they have deposits that would total more than $10,000 over a certain period of time, that's suspicious too. So you need to file a suspicious activity report, and they have actually used that to go in and confiscate people's money, saying that they were structuring their deposits. The whole point of that would be that you would look to see if it really is suspicious, if they're involved in criminal activity. But if they're not involved in criminal activity, they ought to be left alone. But they're using it to steal the business, steal the money of a lot of businesses, small businesses that are in the restaurant business that's predominantly cash, putting these people out of business, putting people in jail with these structuring charges. This is the way it was put in one of the articles that we had at InfoWars last time, last week. Charles Hugh Smith wrote this. His publication is Of Two Minds. Listen to the way he put this. He said, did you know that if you deposit too much money in modest sums, the government of Iran steals all your deposits? He then said, did you know that if you're caught with any drug paraphernalia in your vehicle, the government of Iran steals your vehicle? Pity the poor Iranian people. They live in a Kafkaesque nightmare, where suspicion alone justifies the government stealing from its citizens. He says, oh, sorry, reader, I was just kind of teasing you. That's not in Iran. That's not the Iranian government, the source of all evil that we're supposed to go to war with. No, that's your government in America. These are tricks that are set up to steal from the American people. And, you know, when we reported about that incident of saying that they wanted the people taking $5,000 out of their account, and think about the fact that this money was already vetted when you put it into your account, right? They already looked at it and said, okay, this looks suspicious. He's putting cash into the bank. Let's notify the Homeland Security and the FBI and everybody and have it. Do an audit on this guy because he put cash in the bank. Now you're taking the cash out in a smaller amount, and that's suspicious too. Using any excuse they can to take your money. Now, this announcement was made at a meeting. It was a conference by an organization called the Association of Certified Anti-Money Laundering Specialists. And this ACAMS, and this is where an assistant attorney general went to make this announcement about the $5,000. And one of the things he was also talking about there, and I thought it was kind of interesting that there's an entire industry that has come up to watch people putting money into the bank and taking money out of the bank. Are we like East German Stasi society here? I mean, that's what this has turned into. We have an entire industry, people making a living being snitches, looking at anti-money laundering. And, of course, they're not doing a very good job of it for the big banks. They have taken cash away from a lot of innocent people who are not involved in any criminal activity. They put people in jail. But, you know, when HSBC does it and launders money for drug organizations, drug cartels, or for terrorist groups, they get a slap on the hand. It was just a few weeks' profits that they were fined. Nobody went to jail. And they even set up an organization. We had Everett Stern, who was one of the people that worked for them after they were put on probation. They created a new anti-money laundering department. They added a lot more warm bodies, but he testified that and alleged that they were not training anybody. He even went further. He said that they were taking their keyword search that would identify certain suspicious organizations, certain drug cartels, certain terrorist organizations, and they were putting spaces and periods in there so that they wouldn't get a match. That's what Everett Stern alleged when he blew the whistle on HSBC. But, you know, it is something that we're seeing a pushback again at the state level. It's nobody has a problem with it, it seems like, at the federal level, except for Rand Paul and a few who have come up with a piece of legislation called the careers is actually for marijuana, but they've actually come up with something. I forget the name of the legislation. They would stop this kind of confiscation of equipment, of personal inanimate objects, charging them with a crime. That is the heart of civil asset forfeiture. We also see a pushback at the state level, and we had the Wyoming legislature come in, and just like we saw with this bill to push back the militarization of the police in New Jersey, it was also passed in Wyoming, and yet the governor there vetoed them stopping the civil asset forfeiture program. He said, no, that is a right. In other words, the government has rights, but you don't have property rights. That's what that governor is saying. He also said crime should not pay, especially drug crime. But actually what he was doing was stealing from people and saying that they could get away with it. So we see that this is also coming up in New Mexico. In New Mexico, it was unanimously passed by both the House and the Senate. But the governor there is strangely quiet, as people have reported, not saying whether or not she is going to sign this legislation that would stop civil asset forfeiture. It's a novel idea that we should be found guilty of a crime before they confiscate our property. It's an idea that goes all the way back to the beginning of the kinds of rule of law and respect for individual freedom. Goes back several hundred years. It goes back to Runnymede, to those kinds of rights to establish trial by jury. to establish the presumption of innocence, to make sure that people are not given excessive fines, to make sure that they don't have their property taken, that they're not put in jail for things that are not fine, that are not crimes. And that's what we see happening with civil asset forfeiture. But I think one of the things that really concerns me, and of course we're seeing this happen at multiple states. We see some good moves towards shutting down prohibition. Understand that prohibition now, as it exists, is 80% targeted towards marijuana. But a large part of this is targeted towards people who are not violent, but they're put in jail for a mandatory minimum period of time, thanks to the Ronald Reagan administration. Something we didn't even do with alcohol prohibition. And as I pointed out earlier, it seems to me like Republicans could understand that property rights are fundamental to you being a free person. Republicans are all about property rights. And yet they have enabled this civil asset forfeiture to go on and destroy property rights in the name of the failed war on drugs. Do you understand this has been going on for over 40 years? Do you understand this had its roots in the UN? 10 years before Nixon declared the war on drugs, 10 years before we had our four different schedules, we had the UN come in with exactly that same legislation, just like they do with Agenda 21, with many other issues like gun control. They create an agenda, and then they wait for the individual states to enact it into law. And that's what we did here in this country. We even took the same drugs and put them on the same schedules. And, of course, we have the idea that marijuana has no medical uses, so therefore it is a Schedule I drug. That is the legislation that Rand Paul is talking about in terms of taking it off of a Schedule I drug. He has two Democrat co-sponsors with that. That would have huge implications. That would even make it available for you to get some help financially when you take that drug. But it would recognize an obvious fact that it has real medical uses.
As the New World Order continues to tighten its grip on every facet of our lives, we're all asking ourselves, how can we maintain our independence? The answer is clear. Get prepared, and you get prepared now. Now the only question left is, where do we begin? My Patriot Supply is here to help. Call 800-247-3070 to get started with your 72-hour emergency food supply for only $10. We're even covering the cost of shipping. Are you willing to rely on the government and FEMA in the event of an emergency? Call 800-274-3070 to get started with your 72-hour emergency food supply for only $10. You won't be able to find this deal online, and there is a strict limit of 4 per caller, so don't wait. Call now, 800-274-3070. That's 800-274-3070. Call right now.
Why use dial-up when you can use broadband? Why travel with this when you can use this? And why would anyone use colloidal or ionic silver when you can use supernatural silver? Supernatural silver is state-of-the-art, and it's been clinically proven to be several hundred times more effective than those other silvers. It's powerful enough to protect you and your family from the threat of deadly viruses, bacteria, and fungus. But it's so safe that it can be used internally or topically, and you'll never again deal with the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics. Hundreds of scientific studies by independent universities, hospitals, and research institutions have all shown supernatural silver is a powerful weapon in the fight against invading pathogens. Supernatural silver is a must-have for your arsenal. Go to supernaturalsilver.com today and use the promo code SILVER2015 for 30% off. Give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with supernatural silver.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, your host. We're going to be talking to Gerald Celente in the next hour, especially about the move by Saudi Arabia into Yemen. The consequences of that are very broad. We're going to talk to Gerald Celente about that. Before I get back to what's happened in North Carolina with medical marijuana, I just want to let you know that we have a new product. Of course, we've been talking about Winter Sun. Vitamin D3. It's the latest InfoWars Life formulation. We have just introduced that, but it's selling very rapidly. It will sell out pretty soon with this first run. You get a liquid vitamin D3. It's not the synthetic D2. You get D3 that contains a powerful 2,000 international units per single dose. We know that vitamin D is essential for everything from bone health to boosting the immune system and maintaining muscle strength. And remember that just because it's not winter anymore, most people are not getting much sunlight. Even those who are out and getting sun are not producing the levels of vitamin D in many cases that they need because of nutritional deficiencies. So you can get your D3 at InfoWarsLife.com. That's Winter Sun Vitamin D3. Now, it was brought to my attention. I have a friend in North Carolina that has a news aggregation site, kind of like the Drudge Report, but just focusing on state issues. And it was brought to my attention that medical marijuana was just recently shot down. It was a very rough fight, actually. People got very angry about it. And I think they should. I think you should get angry about it because you need to understand that as we get angry about the government taking away our informed consent and saying, no, we're going to shoot you up with a vaccine, whether you agree with that or not, whether we have your consent or not, whether we give you any information about it or not, whether we give the vaccine pharmaceutical companies legal immunity in a vaccine court or not. If they have legal immunity, if they need legal immunity, doesn't that tell you something about the danger of the vaccines, that they had to create the vaccine court in order to protect the pharmaceutical companies? Anyway, if they can mandate vaccines, they can also prohibit you from taking medicine that you want to take. See, that's the flip side of both of these things. And that's really what's going on with medical marijuana. Now, I talked on the InfoWars, actually it was on the radio. We talked to David Strickland here in Texas, a very compassionate Christian who made a Christian argument for legalizing marijuana. He talked about people in his district who were suffering horribly. One of them was a child who had been damaged by vaccines. The other people who got the batch of vaccines died. This child has suffered with seizures all their life. The only way they could get any relief, the only thing that ever gave them any relief, was medical marijuana.
That name was actually David Simpson.
Sorry, David Simpson, not David Strickland. Yes, David Simpson is the representative out of Longview, Texas. Anyway, he made a point of making a Christian argument because he understood, as we all need to understand, that many of the people who oppose this most adamantly are Christians. And at this hearing that they had in North Carolina, they had this is something that was put up predominantly along party lines. There's Democrats who put it up and Republicans who shot it down. They say spouses of injured military veterans testified. Several people said they used marijuana to treat chronic pain or symptoms from diseases. They had an 84-year-old woman who said she had always had an active life, but she now had worn-out discs in her spine, suffering from a lot of pain. Couldn't find anything that helped it. About 2 years ago, she said she rubbed cannabis-infused ointment on her back, knees, and ankles. She says, now I can walk around. I can sleep better. I don't have to use a cart to get around. So that kind of testimony was given at the legislature. And a guy who's with an organization called the Christian Action League, his name is Reverend Mark Creech, wrote an op-ed about what a rough day he had had listening to these people and basically blowing them off as he pushed for drug prohibition. And I'm going to read you his letter when we come back. We're out of time in this segment. But I'm going to read you what he wrote about what a rough day he had. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.